Tampa sports tradition. Coach's Roundtable, live from Hy-Vee on North Main in Canton. Breakfast and sports conversation on the Coach's Roundtable, basketball edition. Broadcast sponsors include Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Mid-America National Bank, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Davis Buick GMC, Lozier Oil, Perkins Seed House, Spoon River College, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Facet, Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton. Take WBYS with you wherever you go. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online or download the free app. Sports Saturday in Coach's Roundtable on WBYS next with Leon Groover live from Hy-Vee.
Beautiful day out in our central area. Welcome to our Sports Saturday. It begins with Coach's Roundtable. We're live today from Hy-Vee with our breakfast and conversation with area basketball coaches. We've got Illinois-Michigan coming up at noon today, tip-off at 1:15, and then later tonight, Bob and I will be on the road. Canton will be at Dunlap for boys basketball tonight at 6:30, 6:15, pregame, all right here on WBYS, streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. And welcome in to Coach's Roundtable in this 2017 edition, or live here from Hy-Vee. You can also take in the breakfast buffet, and it is here at the restaurant here at the Hy-Vee. Jeff Otto from Farmix will be joining us. Also, Jay Murphy from the Canton Little Giants and Clay Fast from Illini Blessed will be joining us. Also, Mike Speck got a big win last night. He'll be joining us the next couple of weeks. Of course, his daughter plays early in the morning, so he'll be over the next couple of weeks. And Coach Bennett as well, they play against Farmington in girls basketball today. So a couple of the area coaches have some early start times. Also, we'll mention that Farmington will play today at 1:30. They'll play again, at the Great Western Shootout, they will take on Orion. A tournament gets underway there, the shootout. United Havana at 10:30, Knoxville Delavan at noon, then Farmington Orion will be at 1:30. Other games, Anawan Dixon at 3, at 4:30, good matchup, Macomb and North Lawndale. And then the Abington girls, Abington boys will play at 6 and 7 versus Midwest Central. That's going on. Also taking place today, good luck to Coach Mike Emery, the 7th graders. Canton, a number 2 seed, will play this morning at 11:15. They'll take on Beacon Broadmoor. That's at the 7-4A Boys Regional Tournament. Good luck to Coach Emery. Let's get to also a couple of quick notes here. In the Mid-Illini last night, let's take a swing through the early action. Morton sophomores beat Canton sophomores last night, 51-43. Tight game, and Morton held off the Canton Little Giants at Ellis Ingersoll Gym last night. Morton beat Canton 53-52. Metamora beat Yorkville Christian 69-34. Manuel over Richwoods 83-70. In the Prairie Land, last night, Lewistown got a win against Brimfield 50-35. Peoria Heights over West Prairie 63-46. Bushnell a win against Havana 54-41. Last night, Taylor Veronica with 39 points. Illini Blessed 75. Elmwood 53. Illini Blessed 19 wins on the year. We'll talk with Clay Vass a little bit later in the program. Illini West beat Macomb 57-48. Delavan over Mount Pulaski 64-57. It was Quest Academy 78. Chicago Longwood 44. That game played last night at Woodruff. And Quest is number 1 in 1A. They're now 21-1. Mohammed Seymour beat IVC 45-28. Block Island defeat Galesburg last night, the Western Big Six, by a score of 54-42. Anawan beat Princeville 75-40. Games last night, Galva 53, Rover Williamsfield 38. In overtime last night, number 2, Lanphier held off Sacred Heart 69-62. That was in overtime. And Porta upsets Williamsville last night 50-39 of the area high school basketball. Also scores, Bloomington beat Normal Community 68-60 in overtime. Weathersfield, Lincoln Trail final 76-38 over Stark County. West Central beat United 59-34. Ridgewood over Mercer County, 72-63. And as we mentioned, the games tonight, Canton will be at Dunlap, 5 and 6:30. We'll cover the varsity game there at 6 tonight. East Peoria will be at Metamora. Deacon at Limestone, Morton at Washington in the Mid-Illini. Girls basketball last night, we covered that at Limestone. Sophomore game last night, Canton girls won 43-31. Top team of the conference at the sophomore level, 8-0, 12-1 overall. and Limestone beat the Canton Varsity Girls 52-38. Morton stays on top. Again, the 80-33 win over East Peoria. Five straight wins for Pekin, 49-44. Dunlap over Metamora last night, 34-22. And also rescheduled due to the weather last weekend. Lady Panther Classic at Camp Point last night, third place. It was Illini West 49, Havana 33. And the title last night, Camp Point Southeastern beat Mendon Unity 37-34. And as we mentioned, 7th grade boys, Mike Emery's team will play this morning 11-15. Those are number 2 seed. They will take on Pekin Broadmoor. And Farmington will take on Orion today, the Great Western Shootout. That will be coming up at 1:30. And again, we'll talk with Jeff Otto, beginning of our coaches roundtable here this morning. Also, a quick note, this sad news this week. Lonnie Schwendenhammer, longtime Journal Star sports writer, I knew him pretty much all the 20-some years that he had covered for the stories over there for our Fulton County area. He just does a remarkable job dealing with not only the media, ourselves, the coaches and players, one of the best, and it's sad to see, again, his passing earlier this week from the Bartonville area over there. We had a little bit of a tribute last night to our game, which we were at Limestone last night, but he, oddly enough, and I'll tell you one thing, when you had individuals you wanted to have, he did a story on me in 2014, a coverage of 30-some years, and he just captured the essence. He had an immediate connection with you once you had a chance to have a little conversation with him, and he was your friend. He was the guy that really told a lot of great stories within a story. If you started the article you wanted to read about your team, you started it and you finished it. He was a great writer with, again, the passing of Lonnie Schwendenhammer from the Bartonville area. Boy, coming up, we'll take a first time out. This is Coach's Roundtable live on Sports Saturday from Hy-Vee. Break one is coming up next.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Yeah. Back here with Coach Jeff Otto of the Farmington Farmers. They had a Friday night off, but they're back in action today at 1:30. They'll take on Orion at the Great Western Shootout. And 15-4, 6-1, top team in the Prairieland Cup. They got South Fulton 4-1, A-Town 3-1, Elmwood 3-1, Peoria Heights. We've got to win 4-1. Those are kind of the top teams in the Prairieland Conference right now. Jeff, it's kind of odd, isn't it, to have a Friday night off and unusual to have a day game on Saturday. But, again, it's another teaching kind of an aspect of coaching with kids, how they see how they respond to an afternoon when it's pretty nice out.
Well, that's the thing. That's the weather, I think, scares me more than anything else. People yeah. think it's springtime out there. And, you know, it's one of those things where we've got this basically this weekend. We got one game, and then next weekend we're off. So a little bit of a lull in the schedule. We've got Lewiston at home on Tuesday. So, we went bowling on Thursday night. Kind of took.
I know that's something you've always done, right?
Yeah, it was. Things get to be such a grind at this time of the year, and the weather's been a little bit depressing. So we want to get out and just get away from basketball for a little bit. And next week, it'll slow down a little bit for us, and we'll probably take a day off here or there just to stay fresh. Get a chance to go scout. I get a chance to see my kids play. Mm-hmm. So it's nice, but when you're playing well, you can't wait to get to that next game. You want to keep it going. So we'll see how this break will affect us. But today heading over to Abingdon, we've played well typically over there in the shootout. It'll be a tough matchup for us. They got a decent team and good size. They push the ball. They execute well. Coach Hutton always does a good job with them. So we'll have our hands full this afternoon.
I've always seen for a number of years, I think during the stretch when Lewistown were making their run to the state tournament, Orion was one of the teams that kind of turned them away one year, and they had a great battle on. Orion's always been one of those teams that has always been so talented. I mean, those group, but it's kind of nice to have that setting, and it's a little different team that you don't normally ever see for a while.
Right, and this is just we're talking about the Olympic Conference, one of the old Olympic Conference rivals that used to be a rivalry there with everybody in the Olympic Conference. Mm-hmm. So getting back to a little bit of that feel. And for a 1A school, they are always huge. I mean, they always have kids coming in there, and you go over there, and you're like, where are these 6-7 kids coming from? They're not quite as big as they have been in the past, but they are still. They've got good size all the way around. Their guards are good size. So we'll see how we match up with them. I know they do a couple different things defensively, a little 1-2-2 ball press, mm-hmm. a little bit of man-to-man. So, we'll have to be prepared, and we'll have to shoot the ball well today.
You came back after the loss to South Fulton, and I know that was – you knew going in that they had a tough team. They got a couple of kids tough to guard, right? I mean, they have the multiple weapons and well-coached with the South Fulton.
Well, we talked about that. I don't remember when we were at the round table, and you were talking about how they shot 11 threes and against the game. I think it was Bushnell that they had shot 11 or made 11 threes. And so we knew going over there, it's always a tough place to play. South Fulton's always tough for us. They've always played us tough.
Right.
And they have solid guard play. So our pressure didn't get to them as much. We didn't shoot the ball well, so we weren't able to pick them up full court in defense the way we really wanted to. Defensively, we only give up 48 points, but we only scored 45. That's one of the lowest point totals of the season for us, and we just didn't have anybody to get it going. We had layups that we missed. We had free throws that we missed. We had opportunities, but we just didn't. And that's going to happen some games. Frustrating. Boy, it's frustrating as a coach to sit there and watch because there's just not a whole lot you can do, and it's a pretty helpless feeling. But, I thought we responded well. It was a tough couple of days. I think it was a tough couple of days for them. We played on Friday night, and then we were off Saturday and Sunday and come back Monday. And it was a late practice on Monday because the gym was full. That was Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. So we practiced late. And it was one of those things where the next game could not get here fast enough because I wanted to get that taste out of our mouths. And then we played Peoria Heights Tuesday. And the first half was just kind of it looked at times a little bit like the South Fulton game. Mm-hmm. And then
it was a one-point game, right?
Right.
At halftime. So.
Yeah, and it was a three-point shot that Eric Higgs made at the end of the half to make it a one-point game in our favor. And then in the second half, we made a concentrated effort to get the ball inside a little bit more against their zone and move the ball a little bit, not settle so early.
Right.
So then we started to just, get some confidence going to the basket, got some easy shots. We didn't shoot our free throws very well, but we did get to the free throw line. And so that was – we were able to extend the lead, and then – our pressure started to get to them a little bit. We were able to pick up and turn them over, got some points off transition. So we needed that. We needed a bounce-back game like that.
One of the players we know during the Macomb tournament, Jacob Uras, and when you look at his ability, he's been on a great streak for you in regards to scoring-wise, really adding another dimension to this basketball team.
Well, he and Jared DePriest both.
Yeah.
Jared as an inside threat. Jared had 20, I think he had 20-some points over at Bushnell. Jake also had 20-some points over at Bushnell, and Eric 20 points.
Yeah.
So we were starting to get a little bit on a roll. That's why that softball game was even more frustrating, because mm-hmm. we were starting to get some guys that were being confident with the basketball, and we wanted to get looks. But Jake is definitely one of those kids that, coming into the season, we're like, thought he would be able to give us a lot on the defensive end, which he has. He's leading the team in steals this year, probably leading the team in deflections, and just his length and his ability to play at any, he could play defense on anybody, and he plays down, from down in the five to out on the one, guarding the guards, and he adds so much to the team that affects the game in a lot of different ways, and not just the scoring. And now I'm glad to see that he's starting to pick it up on the scoring, because he can score.
Mm-hmm.
And, once Eric graduates, we're going to have some guys to step up, and I'm looking at him and Judd and Jared to be those guys to step it up.
15-4, 6-1 in that conference. And, again, last night, Lewistown had a nice win against Brimfield, 50-35 last night. So you'll see them on Tuesday night. And it's another one of those games you can throw out records. It's always it's been a great rivalry with Eight County stuff.
It has been. It's been close, I think, every year that I've been here. I think there's one time on our floor a couple years back that they just manhandled us. But other than that, they've been close games. We got them a couple times last year. Those are both really good wins. They have a solid program this year. They've kind of been up and down a little bit. But you're right, you can throw out the records. They come over and they got the LeGrand inside who will cause problems for us matchup-wise. And they got some guys on the perimeters who can get hot.
Yeah, the Parker kid has a tendency to get a good, nice rhythm, shoot the basketball well.
So we're going to have to play well. It's a fun game to play. Should be a good atmosphere. Tuesday night should be a good crowd. We've got I will say this, our fans have really done a good job of supporting the team and showing up again this year. We don't have a whole lot of home weekend games, so the Tuesday night games have been big for us. But it's one of those things that you're looking forward to. Got to get past today and take care of Ori, and we'll see what happens on Tuesday night. But being a conference game and the fact that we dropped that one on the road to South Fulton, every single one of these, if we want to be a conference champion, mm-hmm. is going to be really important that we come in focused and ready to play.
1:30 today, Farmington takes on Orion. There's a couple of games before that at Abington. United will take on Havana at 10:30, and at noon, Knoxville, Delavan. And if you want to stick around, Jeremy Anderson's group gets North Lawndale at 4:30 today, and in between there, Anawan and Dixon. So some pretty good basketball. And you talk about the different cross-section of basketball here in Central Illinois, North Lawndale. Team that's competed at the state level for
right.
a number of years.
And it should be a good day. They always have a good food over there that
there
they have for you. And I'm looking forward to just going over to watch some basketball, and then I'll probably head over to Dunlap and watch the Canton game tonight. But
bring us luck, man.
trust me, I know that it was a good game. It was a tough one. But I thought they played well last night, so hopefully I get one tonight over at Dunlap. But I just want to touch on Lonnie real quick.
Yeah.
He was it was such a shock for me. And I just remember being over here the years that I was here in Canton and how good he was to us.
Oh.
Making the trips over here to Canton to watch the Middle Illinois games and always spoke. There were some ugly games that we had, and he always put a positive spin on it. And always felt like if you mattered. And to me, that was important, And so he's going to be missed. And,
yeah.
and it was really, when Coach Valencia texted me, my heart dropped. And
without a doubt.
So my thoughts and prayers and condolences with his family.
Yeah, because everybody kind of lives the same kind of life. You're on the road a lot. You do a lot of different things. What his job entails, and you have a lot of respect for individuals like him, again, who give up a lot of their time
There aren't a lot of guys like that left anymore.
I know, that's for sure, that's for sure. Jeff, good luck today. 1:30 against Orion. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Jeff Lotto from Farmington. Quick timeout. More coming up on Sports Saturday after this timeout. Break two coming up next.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Lauren Flickinger, personal banker. Download our mobile banking app so you can view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
I'm Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies. When you need tech support for your business, nothing is more frustrating than help that's out of town or worse, overseas. At Facet, we are dedicated to providing hands-on local IT support that's available when you need it, which is always now. When you call, Facet delivers. It's true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at facettech.com.
Smartphone? I'd like you to meet computer.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hang on, I'm trying to get my devices to talk to each other. TV? This is remote.
That is not how you get tech to talk.
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe they're all just really shy.
Get Nerds on Call over here. They get the tech. They'll get everything in sync and talking in no time. Automatic picture downloads, new devices, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, everything.
Think they can get that girl in 3C to talk to me?
Dude, they're nerds, not magicians.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. We get the tech talking. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
Back with the Coach's Roundtable. One other quick note. Just got a text from a final score. Didn't have it. Westville Industry beat North Fulton 54-52. That was the final last night. And the Prairie Line, as we mentioned, Lewistown beat Brimfield 50-35. Peoria Heights over West Prairie, 63-46, and Bushnell over Havana, 54-41. ICAC last night, Illini Bless, 75-53 over Elmwood. 19 wins, Coach Clay Vass is with us. And you get to that plateau, again, it's starting, the numbers are coming together for you. Offensively, a lot of combinations playing really well, coming off the tournament title, again, for another season back-to-back there for you. So, congratulations. Great success to this point of the season here for you.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you doing this today and giving us a chance to come out and talk about our kids, which we love to do. Illini Bluffs, our kids are just, they're working hard, they're playing hard, and as I was just explaining to Coach here a few minutes before he went on the air, we finally not only have everybody back, but we have everybody healthy. Right around Christmas, we finally had everybody back. Cam Scott got his cast off, you know, after breaking his wrist in the second game. And Jason Alexander's shoulder healed up, and Brock Bauer's knee is getting better. It's still not there, but it's gotten better. And just the fact of having those three guys back, about 38 points back into our lineup, and again, at Christmas, they still, you know, we didn't have the chemistry. Well, now they're healthy, and we've played a few games together. And we got on that roll with the ICAC tournament, and, you know, I've said all along that these guys are healthy and they're playing well together, we could do some pretty special things, and that's what we're starting to see.
When you look at it going into that tournament, because that's just a grind when you have the number of games, right? I mean, it does take its toll. But, again, being healthy really helps when you go through that process, right, getting that stretch in. Your bench people, they've had some opportunities to play the McComb tournament and a couple of other type of things. So that's going to be a big big partner thing right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a grind. We played Athens on Saturday, then we started that tournament. So we went Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Monday. So that's basically playing every other day and a couple days in a row in there. And so it is a grind. It's a tough tournament in that aspect. But you're right. You know, the silver lining to our injury cloud was that we did have a lot of minutes for people like Lance Crisp and Drew Davis and Carson Teal and folks like that that have been coming in pretty consistently. Reese Shearer is another one. So now that we're healthier again and we've got these other guys back in the lineup, those guys coming off the bench do have some experience.
Well, when you look at that particular stretch, and again, it just shows the quality of teams over the last several years. To win that says a lot. I mean, there's been some quality teams to be able to win that and have success in regional time and those type of things.
Right. I'll tell you what, and you know, people may forget this. Brimfield won the state title here a couple of years ago. They lost two games in a row in that tournament, back-to-back. You know, Elmwood got them and Delvin got them, and they never lost a game after that, all the way to the state finals. In fact, the closest game they had in that stretch was an overtime game with us. So that tournament can actually propel you. It is a tough grind, but the ICAC is a good, solid, quality, small school conference. And if you do well in that, it can build your confidence. Again, you're playing about every other day. If you can put together 3, 4, 5 wins in that and then come out, in our case, we play the exact same teams all over again. We played Elmwood last night. Right. We've got Brimfield coming up. We'll have Rova Williamsfield coming up. And again, what we're saying now is that, you know, we went in and won the tournament. Now we've got to turn around and play each of these teams individually again and try and win the conference again like we did last year. And if you can do that along with some other teams we have going into the regionals, we feel pretty confident about our ability to maybe do something special at the end of the season.
I've always thought that the underrated part of any kind of game situation is the mental aspect of it, because this is a talk with Coach Jeff Otto. He got his kids away, did a little bit of bowling, kind of separate yourself a little bit from that. And sometimes you're not afforded to do that, though, right? You're right in the...
No, that's right, and especially, you know, again, the grind of that week, you can't do that. Now, we've got a week coming up here where we've got a day off, or, you know, normally where everybody else is playing and we're not. And that's exactly... We came over to the Lynn Lanes in Canton, Midland Bowling last year, and we're planning on doing that again. We get together, we call them unity dinners, where we get together at somebody's house and have pizza and stuff and just hang out, and they play video. I don't know what they do. They play video games or something. I don't know. We coaches and the adults, the parents that are hosting, you know, we visit in the living room. But, you know, it's a good thing for the kids to get away from the grind a little bit and yet keep that team unity. And that is an important aspect of it, because I know at least at IB, and I think most of these coaches, we preach about family, about being a brotherhood among those young men to play for us, whether it's basketball, football, whatever your team is. You know, I think, you know, that's part of it. And so you do. You get into that grind of basketball, basketball, basketball. It's nice to have a little chance to get away and build some team unity in other ways.
Absolutely. Got a win last night at home, 75-53. And, again, you had a spaghetti dinner last night prior to that. That draws some extra people in, usual fan base that you have there. And it was a good night, and again, it's a fundraising for the program as well.
Yeah, we did a little fundraiser. We had a soup supper back in November. We had the spaghetti supper last night. It did draw in some nice extra fans. We had a nice house last night. Of course, Elmwood's a bit of a rival, being a next-door neighbor school, and we've always had some good barn burner games between us. And there's just a lot of interest in this team, too. I think we're starting to see some folks come out, at least some of the old-timers tell me, that they haven't seen games in a while. So we're averaging about 20 wins a year. The program is in pretty good shape, and we are starting to get a lot more community interest. And then when you have a player like Taylor Brenniger, there's just a certain number of community people that come out just to see him play. They want to see if he's as good as everybody in the paper is saying. And I think once they see him play, they realize that. And once they see all those Division I coaches standing up above watching, you know, we had Western Illinois, we had University of South Dakota, we had University of Indianapolis in last night. It's not uncommon to see Indiana State, you know, Eastern Illinois, Illinois State, you name it, right on down the line. So, again, all that kind of adds to the excitement, and people want to come out and see what's happening at IB, and it makes a good crowd, and that makes for a great atmosphere for high school ball game.
He's a kind of kid. He don't really have to rein in. He handles everything pretty well, even keel, doesn't he? You ever see him really get too high and a little bit low with that, doesn't
he? Taylor has a wonderful personality. He gets that from his parents and his grandparents. he's from an athletic family. His dad played at Western. His grandpa played at Bradley. His grandpa's brother is a Hall of Famer over at Illinois State. You know, he's just a level-headed kid. I'll tell you what, Leon, if you didn't know he was being recruited by all these schools, you just saw him before the game or after the game, he's just another high school kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a coach call me up yesterday, said, hey, I'm going to be at the game tonight, but I didn't tell Taylor. I didn't want to make him nervous. I said, you can tell Taylor anything you want. It won't bother him one bit. He plays the same way. We've had 5 Division I coaches in our stands one night. It didn't matter to him. He just went out and played, and that's just the kind of kid he is, because that's his genetics. That's who he is.
Absolutely. You responded last night to fall behind in the game, the first quarter, and then second quarter turn the things around. What's usually the catalyst? Is it his ability to block some shots, get the ball out in open court? What's kind of the mix for you? It gets a lot of your, again, turnaround in the game last night.
Well, I think the turnaround last night, and it's kind of been the turnaround ever since we lost to Farmington over at Macomb, is that we have picked up our defensive pressure on the ball, and we've done a lot better job of help defense and covering the gaps and seams and things like that. Last night there was a timeout, and we were down a bucket or two. I mean, it was like 8-5 or something like that. And I just felt like we weren't getting after it defensively. I didn't feel like we were covering, putting enough pressure on the passers. Not just, you know, once the jump shooter has the ball, if he's good, like in Eric Higgs that we've had problems with at Farmington, you know, once he has it, well, you're at his mercy. You got to play defense before he gets the ball, and that's what we've been working on, and I think they've done a better job at that. That's the biggest catalyst. And then secondary to that, and maybe in some people's minds just as important, Taylor is a guy that scores in bunches. And when it seems like when we get that defense going and we get a couple of stops or we get a steal or two and he gets a breakaway, it's not always a dunk, but usually it's something to kind of get him going. Next thing you know, and again, if you watch our game films or if you're at our games, he'll score 3, 4, 5 times in a row. I mean, he just gets to where he's almost unstoppable in the minds of our opponent's defense.
Right.
And last night he had one of those. He had a drive to the basket, right-handed. He had a fake, and he went clear to the basket, left-handed. Next thing you know, he drives down towards the free-throw line. He steps back with his big stride. He's clear outside the three-point line, shoots it, and is fouled and gets a 4-point play. And that was all a matter of about a minute and a half. So you couple our defensive pressure when we pick it up, Taylor gets that, you know, that little mentality of, hey, I'm going to take over this game here for a little while offensively, and suddenly you go from, as I'm bad at stats because I'm coaching the game, don't pay that much attention, but I had somebody tell me after the game, it went from being a 2-point game to a 10-point game like that.
Like that.
And that's kind of what's happened here the last 10 days or so with our team.
10 straight wins, you know, as you mentioned, after the loss to Farmington. And again, you're at that point of the season now, thinking in terms of regional and getting that in place and those type of things. And you can't get complacent, though, right?
Oh, no.
That this is the stretch of the season. You can't get complacent on past success against a couple of teams you'll be playing against.
Right. And that was our motivating factor last night with Elmwood. Honestly, we beat them by 28 points, you know, 8 days prior to last night's game. So I said, they're the most dangerous team you're going to face because of the fact that you beat them. They're going to, I mean, they're well coached. Josh Fugit, first of all, he's an IB graduate. He wants to come home and do well. And they're a good team. And I said, you know, you can't just, you know, think, well, because we beat them by 25, 30 points last time, it's going to happen again. You've got to come in and step up your game. You have to have respect for your opponents. I teach my kids that all the time, and certainly have respect for their coaches. There's a lot of great coaches in this area. And I always tell them, they're going to figure out what you're doing. They're going to find a way to stop what you're doing. They're going to figure out a way to beat what you're trying to do to them defensively. So you've got to come in and be at the top of your game. And, again, I think after the first, you know, after we settled in the first 3 or 4 minutes last night, we were able to do that. But we've got to continue to do that right on down the road. Brimfield Tuesday is the next one. You just got to take them one at a time.
Then you got a couple of those coming up, home games.
This is a weird season.
Yeah.
We have a kind of a goofy schedule. One year we play a bunch before Christmas and never after, and this is the year where we were never at home, and now we play a bunch after at home. So, you know, I guess, you know, it's what it is. It's just the way the schedule is. But now we've got to play consistent, and we've got to continue to get ready. There's some great teams in our subsectional complex, talking the likes of Olympia, Tremont, Farmington, ourselves, Florida. There's a lot of good teams, and then feeding into that, you got Pleasant Plains and you got Quincy Notre Dame. I think it's the number one team in the state right now. So it's not going to be an easy task, but I like our chances if we keep playing well.
Definitely. Well, you mentioned Taylor, and we mentioned a couple players, and again, who for you really has made the biggest strides? You look at somebody else who maybe is a starter or somebody coming off the bench who's been a great contributor who's had to really, you know, he's had a good turnaround in his season for you.
Well, I think our biggest turnaround right now has to be Drew Davis. Drew is a kid that's come off the bench probably most of his career, you know, through high school anyway, since I've known him. And he's really picked up his game here recently. Now, again, back because we had injuries, that was giving his number a call a little bit more. Over at Macomb, he had a good tournament over there. He had the winning basket against Rock Ridge, which I think helped to boost his confidence.
Oh, without a doubt.
But I'll tell you what might have boosted his confidence even more than making that hoop was the fact that in a tie game with 2.6 seconds left and a timeout, Taylor Berniger came over to the huddle and said, "Coach, send Drew, he'll be open." Last time we had this exact same set, they didn't guard him. And I said, "Drew, are you up for it?" And he said, "Yes, sir." And that's exactly what we did. Three guys went to Taylor. Nobody went to Drew.
Great pass from Cam.
Right. Yeah. And he makes the basket. But, again, my point is, it's not just that he made that basket. I think he realized, you know what? The best player on the team has confidence in me. Then I need to have confidence in me.
Absolutely.
You know, and I told him, I said, if you ever doubted that Taylor Berniger worries more about winning this game than himself, he just proved it. If you ever doubt that he doesn't care just as much for you and your abilities and respect your abilities as anybody else on this team, he just proved that he did because he called your number four, you know. And I was proud of Taylor for doing that. I was proud of Drew for stepping up. And anyway, since then, he's been playing really good ball. He's getting a bucket or two a game, which is not a lot, but it all adds up. Biggest thing, he's going in, he's bringing defensive energy. You were asking about last night. I think when Drew came in the second quarter last night, where we pulled away, and it wasn't from buckets, it was from defense.
Absolutely. Glad, good to see you as always. 19-4, good luck to you. And we'll talk to you down the line here and continue success for you.
Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it.
Quick timeout. We'll talk Camp Riverside basketball. We'll get the second half coaches roundtable. Don't forget Illinois, Michigan coming up today at noon. Camp will be at Dunlap tonight at 6:30. All coming up after break three, live from Sports Saturday here from Hy-Vee.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at spoonriveranimalclinic.com.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was a perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Back here with the Coach's Roundtable. We'll finish up again here on this Sports Saturday. Live from Hy-Vee, Coach Jay Murphy will be joining us. Canton tonight will be at Dunlap. Games at 5 and 6:30. Elsewhere in the conference tonight, Morton, again, will be at Washington tonight. They're 5-0 in the conference. Pekin will be at Limestone and also East Peoria at Metamora. Little chance, again, dropped a tough one last night, 53-52 to Morton. And again, Jay, again, a lot of times games boil down to how you get off to good starts. If you fall behind, it seems like you, you always have to find yourself always kind of reeling the whole night and trying to get it again. But you battled last night and played, again, a solid basketball game, had some chances late in that second half.
Yeah, what a great high school basketball game. And to start it off, the referees got the call correct. It was a two-pointer. We went and looked on a film, but yeah. What a great high school basketball game. Like you said, we got down 15-2 right out of the gate. But we battled back and took the lead going into half. Had the lead after the third quarter. They just made one more play than we did. Our kids, great effort. You know, everything we talked about, we did. And it was just one of those where I don't think we beat ourselves last night. It just so happened that they made one more play than we did.
It has kind of the game you really needed in this stretch, isn't it? Because, you had a couple of games. You played well against Mohammed and, again, Grace Lake. You let that kind of game get away from at the end of it. And Washington, not a good second half. So a couple of games. This was a really nice game to kind of stop a little bit of that momentum on the loss side there.
Yeah, you hope. And we'll find out tonight. But we're 2-6 in our last eight games. And it's not like, we've got blown out. We've been there. Everybody keeps telling me we're a young team, and yeah, we're young, but at this point in the season, it's, we're basketball players, and we got to find a way to get it done, all of us. But we're competing, and that's all as a coach we can ask for, and we're going to continue to improve. And, I like where we're sitting right now. Obviously, we've let some get away, but we're in pretty good shape. We got to go get one tonight, and then we get a full week of practice before we got a Friday, Saturday next week.
It shows you this team can be a pretty good basketball team. You get to the point where you're balanced, and that's good, the inside game and the outside game. And I think it works well for each one. One hand that kind of propels the other one, doesn't it? Once you get things going inside, it's a lot easier to get that perimeter kind of shooting wide open.
It is, and we've got multiple guys that can score. Last night, Preston Taylor came in a huge lift, gave us 10 points. KO doesn't really look to do a lot offensively, but he's starting to look a little more, maybe get more comfortable with what we're trying to do. I thought Evan Otto, we put him kind of in a tough position as a 6-foot post player, and we don't consider him a post player, but he's a big, strong kid that we can put in to guard the post. And sometimes he gets in a little foul trouble, but I think that's from the position that we put him in trying to guard a bigger kid. But he's looking to score more. So we've got guys, that are stepping up around our big three, and it's just a matter of time of when are we going to get this big three clicking together.
And it's one of the things in this game, you can't hesitate. If you get in an opening to shoot the ball, you got to feel confident that you can knock it down. And I think that goes a lot away from this team being moving forward and being successful.
Yeah, and I've always been the coach that I'm not going to tell a kid not to shoot. I might tell them, that wasn't a good shot, but I don't want kids to hesitate. But what I think we've become pretty good at is knowing the situation, who needs to have the ball in this situation and try to get us that score late. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that last night. But we got kids, and we've talked about this all year long, that have accepted their role, and I think that's why we've got off to, the start we did. I mean, what a turnaround from the last two years. And we're not done yet. I think we got 8 games left. So we're looking to go 8-0 and head into regionals on a high.
I thought in the Washington game, I thought we matched their intensity, physical, for the first half. And again, we just backed off a little bit in that second half, didn't come out and be the aggressor in that second half. And when you do that, it makes it pretty tough.
Yeah, and that's, we talked about being the aggressor. And, there was a situation last night where we were we were shooting the bonus, and I had to yell at them to attack. And I want us to be the aggressor from the tip. I want us to be the aggressor. I want us to get teams in foul trouble and take the ball to the basket, because I think we got guys that can take the ball to the basket and score. And then, like you said, it opens so much up for people from the outside, and it opens up Lucas from the inside. So that's the mentality that we're trying to instill in these kids. And, it's taken a little longer than maybe we'd like, but they're getting it. And
You know, these kids have battled and battled and battled, and, you know, my hat's off to every single one of them.
You look at a team, Dunlop, new head coach, and he was a terrific player at Limestone, Tony Thomason, and he brings that, again, that again tough mentality. He was a tough defender and those type of things, and when you look at his team, well, what's the thing that kind of first sticks out for Dunlap? Because they have multiple kind of athletic kids. They have the Guyton kid who can score at any kind of given moment, so he's a dangerous player. What's kind of the thing that first and foremost you look at their team?
Well, you know, I think they got some athletes, and some of them, when teams have athletes, it concerns me a little bit. Not that I don't think we have them, but sometimes I don't think we try to match them.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we become a little intimidated, but you know, this is a game where we just have to go over and play our game and play well. Dunlap, to me, and Jeff and I were talking about this earlier, to me it's always been a tough place to play. Jeff liked it, so I kind of wish he was going with me tonight. But it's just a tough place.
It has
I think
been.
It's dark.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those gyms that just has a little darkness to it. But we have to go over there, and we have to be ready to compete, and we have to bring the same energy that we brought for three quarters last night and play for four tonight.
You know, when you get to that point, because they've only had three wins, but I look at a lot of their games, and they've been so competitive in a number of those games, closer games in the conference, other games outside the conference, not so close, but they've been pretty close in a lot of games within the Mid-Illini. So, again, a dangerous team playing on their home floor.
Sure, and, you know, Limestone kind of kicked us around, and then they beat Limestone, and that says a lot about our league.
Yeah.
And how competitive it is. I mean, Morgan coming in at 5-0 last night, and we give them all they want. And like you said, I think we played Washington well for two times for a half. Mm-hmm. We just haven't been able to put four. You know, we beat East Peoria twice. They beat us once. I mean, I think it just, you know, our league is tough, and no matter the records, whatever they are, when you step on the floor with somebody in our league, it's just going to be a battle, and you got to be up for the challenge.
Jay Murphy is with us tonight. Little Giants were at Dunlap, 5 o'clock and 6:30. We'll be on the air tonight about 6:15 from Dunlap tonight. One of the things coming up with the schedule, you got a couple of road games next week at Pekin and at Metamora. And again, tough games to play in that stretch of the conference here. But again, we talked about, again, getting on back on a roll again, getting that confidence level back with a couple of wins here. This is that stretch still we can have that opportunity to do.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, our schedule was top-loaded with home games, and we got off to a great start with it. Now we got to learn to play on the road, and we got to learn to play on the road well.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a bunch of winnable games coming up, and it's just a matter of us coming out, being the aggressor, doing things we talk about doing, and making some shots always makes everything look better. So we need to shoot the basketball a little better.
Joe, when you look at some of the things, what type of things at this point of the season do you work on? You know, like this couple of weeks here, you got the week coming up here where you have practices all the way through Friday. What sort of things do you go back and look at? Are you more concerned with a little bit of offense, defense, or do you kind of mix up this kind of different program, at least during a practice session?
We try to touch both on everything. We spend some time on fundamentals. You know, we work on our passing and footwork for shooting, and we cut down our practice times where we've been going 2 hours. Now we may be hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, just to kind of depend what we're doing. You know, we like to have a little bit of fun. I think the kids are enjoying it. I know I'm enjoying it. What a great group to be around. So we just kind of touch on everything. You know, we put in some different out-of-bounds plays. So, I mean, I'm not a guy that likes set plays and put in a bunch of plays, but I think we got 10 out-of-bounds plays now. You know, just something different to throw teams off as we go through the second time. So we just kind of touch on all of that.
You know, a week or so ago, I had a chance, and I know you and the team and a bunch of fans went over to Peoria, watched Bradley in the Northern Iowa game, and Hunter played about 25 minutes, and I thought he really played well. I know I chatted with him about 2 days ago, gave him a little encouragement because he didn't get a lot of playing time the last couple of games, and that's tough to kind of – but I was so proud to see him come out on the court, man. I was so proud of Canton and the ability for a young man – to be in that level of playing and a big stage like that in Peoria. It was one of the nicer moments of my career to be able to watch a former player step out on there and play Bradley.
Yeah, and it couldn't happen to a better kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I try to tell our guys is, you know, Hunter was you guys. He was in this gym, and he's a kid that worked his tail off to get where he's at.
He still is.
Yeah, and he contributes to you and I. And like you said, you know, Hunter and I text quite often. And, you know, I know he's a little down playing time. It's just one of those things in a long season, and you just got to tell him to, you know, keep your head up. Your time's coming.
Sometimes the matchups just are not for the
right
next player.
You know, and that's a lot of it. And,
yeah,
you know, if you even go back to our high school games and, you know, people wonder why this kid didn't play, why that. Well, a lot of it boils down to matchups. And I'm sure, you know, with Coach Jacobson up there, that's what it's boiling down to. I'm sure they haven't, you know, lost confidence in Hunter. He's a great player, and he'll continue to have success there. But like you said, it was great for the city of Canton to see one of our own on TV.
Yeah.
And just doing a great job against a local school who, for some reason,
played lights out that night.
Didn't have a spot for him.
Yeah.
You know,
unfortunately,
and,
right?
Yeah. You know, my hat's off to Hunter for all the work he put in to get where he's at.
You know, early in the week, we talked with Jeff, and I know you've had the coverage with Lonnie Schwindenhammer and the unexpected earlier in the week and hearing of his death. And I know that's one of the things, and knowing him for 20-some years, covering what the Journal Star in your past crossed different ways, and ours crossed. We always shared different stories. He always gave us a little insight of certain things were happening in other people's programs and those type of things. But his ability to write what he saw and covered, and he was just a genuine one of the better writers that I think I've met in a number of years.
Yeah, what a great guy. You know, when we were struggling, he still made me feel like that our program was important. And in my opinion, since the Journal Star didn't want to give him a full-time job, the coverage has just went downhill.
Yeah.
The new guy for the Journal Star, I haven't even met yet. But, you know, Lonnie would give me his phone number. We'd exchange text. And, you know, if he saw we lost a tough one, he'd be the first one to send me a text saying, hey, keep your head up. You're moving in the right direction. And people might not think that means much, but from a guy who's playing that much basketball and can see the kind of the inner workings of what you're trying to do, that meant a lot. And he was just a great guy. I was proud to call him a friend. My heart breaks for his family, and you know, I'll think about Lonnie quite a bit during the season, missing talking to him.
We did last night. We were at Bartonville during the girls' game last night, and it was, you know, talking to a different couple people there, and reflecting one of the things that I think Bob and I were talking a little bit about, his caring, even towards the end. He knew that his job is on the line, and he talked with Bob and I on a couple different occasions during that time, and he said, you know what, I got a battle for the little school. I got a battle for outside the Peoria area. Those are the people who are our subscribers. Those are the people, and you see what's happened. It's on a decline, and he was sad to say he was delivering newspapers at the end of his time before unexpected passing this week. I thought it was just a sheer neglect of a talent that they're able to kind of throw away. It's so disappointing to see how his life end. But I saw some great post. I think it was Coach Ryan Kramer from Delvin on Twitter posted that he made me a lot better coach the way he wrote his articles. Made me sound better than we were at certain times.
Without a doubt. And we all love those guys. And we got two local guys that I've got the opportunity to work with, and Steve and Shelby, who kind of made me look better than I am. So, you know, dealing with the media as a coach sometime can be difficult, but those three guys, yourself and Bob, make it easy on guys like me who are, you know, not very well spoken or sometimes maybe say something they shouldn't, and the guy covers it up for you. But, you know, it's part of the job, and you get to meet some great people and have some great friendships with people that And even after Lonnie was done, every time we saw each other, we'd still, you know, take 5 minutes and check on, you know, families. And, you know, and that's the great thing about this business, the people you meet. And, you know, the same thing with Jim Masson and Kurt Pegler. You know, every time I see Kurt, he wants to ask about my daughters. And, you know, that means the world to me. And
they're just not covering it to be covering it, you know.
Right.
And it goes beyond that.
Right. And that's it. And you and Bob are the same way. It's about the kids. It's not about all that. And, and that's what's special to me as a coach, to see that people caring about the kids. And Lonnie was one of those that truly cared about the kids.
Yeah, the Journal Star definitely going to miss one of the best, if not the best,
without a doubt.
Of area high school stuff here. Jay, have a good night, and we'll see you over at Dunlap tonight. Let's get back on the win track there.
If you don't bring Bob, we might have a chance.
You think so? I can work that out. 5 and 6:30 tonight, Jay Murphy, appreciate that.
All right, we'll see you tonight, guys.
All right, quick break here, final one here from Coach's Roundtable. It's back as we continue. We'll run down some of the schedules going on back after this timeout. Final break here from Coach's Roundtable.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Game of today, Glass Western Shootout. Farmington will take on Orion. Good luck to Coach Jeff Otto. Farmers will play there at 1:30. Sports coming up today here on WBYS. Illinois, Michigan at noon. 1:15 the tip here on WBYS. And, of course, in the Mid-Illini tonight, Morton will be at Washington, Beacon at Limestone, Eastbury at Metamora. And our coverage tonight, Canton at Dunlap. Sophomore game at 5, varsity at 6:30 will be on the air. Bob Wagner and myself at 6:15. Thanks to Nate to back at the studios, covering, again, the board today from a Hy-Vee and our Sports Saturday. Thanks for joining us. Another edition of basketball right here on WBYS, the voice of Fulton County. Have a great weekend on this Sports Saturday, everyone.
This has been Coach's Roundtable, a Fulton County tradition of breakfast and sports conversation with area coaches from Canton, Farmington, Illini Bluffs, Lewistown, and North Fulton. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Facet, Nerds on Call, Haynes Physical Therapy, Davis Ford, Spoon River College, Perkins Seed House, Lozier Oil, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Mid-America National Bank, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton, home of Coach's Roundtable. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online and the free Streams app for your iPhone, smartphone, or other devices. This has been a presentation of WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and Prairie Radio Communication.